celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So, have you ever wondered what your dog is doing all day when you are at work or running errands? Or how about leaving your dog with a pet sitter? Are they really taking care of Fido? Our first guest, Joseph Sherman from VimTag, is here to talk about checking in on Fido. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I know we've been trying to get together and you guys are busy in your New York office, but this is a great time to talk about this, especially with the holidays. We'll be here before you know it. So tell us a little bit about VimTag, when the company started and why you think it's so important to be able to keep track of Fido when we are away from our homes.
Thank you. So we started VimTag 2 years ago, and we really cared about especially seeing pets not being taken care of, and pets and children and elderly people especially. And especially for pets, it's so important because so many bad things happen to good pets and to good people that have the best intentions. We've seen, unfortunately, a lot of cases where people who have, like dog walkers, you know, sitters, people come in and they either don't check the dog in at all or they take the dog out for only a short time. Or if there's a problem in the house and nobody's there to see it, nobody's there to notice. So this is a way to really use the power of technology to connect and help people make sure their dogs are safe.
So how exactly does this work? We're talking about a camera, correct?
Right. Our main product is the camera, and it's very easy to use. It's plug and play. It takes about 5 minutes to set up. And even if we have had it, you know, people that are not used to technology at all, it's very simple to use. And it goes right to your camera or to your phone, to your laptop. And so you can log in and look at it just like you're looking at Facebook or any type of social media. And it has a lot of other advanced features, but the basic one for especially people that are not used to technology, which is why we designed it so that it could be very simple to use. You just basically log in, go to the app, and you can watch your pet, watch your home, see to make sure everything's going okay.
Well, now, is this kind of expensive to use? Because it sounds like it would be just because we're using something when we're not there and we're expecting it to work correctly. So what's our price points on these?
Good question. So our most basic camera is $100. And we have some that are a bit more that are $120, that are $200, and we have packages. Some people buy the whole packages. But our basic camera is $100, and we designed it to be very, you know, high quality, but also keeping price in consideration. And also we designed it so that people don't have to keep buying a service. Some of the cameras out there, they're very affordable, but then you have to pay $20, $30 a month every month. So then that becomes why I just bought a $300, $400 camera, basically. It's like the fine print. So with us, there's no fine print. You buy it, you own it, no more headache, like plug it in. It's I know. I've been on the consumer side also. I'm like, oh no, I did not sign up for what? Like, what's going on here? Like,
oh, I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I was thinking on your website, VimTagUSA.com, you actually do showcase the several products for the consumer to take a look at. So, what are some of the best sellers?
Okay. So our classic has been the VTC61, which starts at $100. And then our new model is the P1, which is $130 and $129. And those are basically very simple to use. People love them. They go all over they can put on the bookshelf, put on the house. And they have infrared, which is really cool. When I started working for VimTag, I was like, no way, they have infrared. So even for $100, you get infrared, which is like super cool. And it's really like, looks like Star Wars. I was like, oh my gosh, wow. Like, even in the dark, you get a little poodle getting their snacks or who's going to the fridge. People, you know, it's also fun. It's also has a fun side too. It's not just security. It's like, if you want to use it for security and for, for safety, but
right.
And then we also have the outdoor camera, which is $109. And so that's very cool because you can put it in the yard, you can put it in the front door. And again, it's $109. So for what you're getting, and considering you don't have to pay for a security company every month or anybody, mm-hmm. you know, to that monthly service, it really pays off.
I think that's a great idea, actually, especially since we are wondering if we have squirrels or what the heck is going on when we wake up in the morning. We have, you know, things that shouldn't be there in the backyard, and we're thinking, what critter has been out here? So that would be actually a pretty good thing to have.
Yeah, exactly, and it's a good point with like the squirrels or raccoons or whatever you have, because the infrared, we've actually had users ask us if it can detect raccoons or different things. I'm like, you know, honestly, I don't know what, I don't live in the countryside. So the person wrote back to us a week later and said, actually, I could identify this type of, you know, animal versus that type of animal and get the right traps and the right precautionary things. So it's very cool.
That's
like,
good.
It has a lot of good uses.
That's really
and
good.
And also to know if...
No, go ahead.
Yeah. And also if there's another dog coming in or somebody coming in or something that's really dangerous, you know exactly what you're dealing with.
Exactly.
You know, so like and humane societies. Like.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we would know whether we are dealing with a squirrel or a bat, for instance. And do you have stories from any of the pet parents that use VimTag and how they were able to spot out of the ordinary occurrences?
We did. We actually had one person who called us and she said that she set it up just as like a cute thing at home at first, just to get some fun pictures of the family. And she found out that the dog's walker never came on several
wow.
occasions. The dog walker either never came or they came for like 2 minutes and then they left. And she said like her, she didn't understand where her dog was going crazy. And mm-hmm. she thought, okay, it's a bad day or something happened or a little mm-hmm. upset, but she played back the tape and saw that this person was not doing their job and then their dog is suffering and then it was very terrible and she felt very comfortable. Now she goes to work and she's like, she can check in, see when the dog mm-hmm. walker comes, see when the dog walker doesn't come. And I think that's also kind of maybe the untold story because unfortunately, you know, we do have like serious health considerations with, you know, with real security threats. But a lot of the people, it's just knowing that, okay, I know that my dog walker came, or I know that my dog was safe during the day, and you can also, you know, it was a real person who wrote us in, so it.
Well, I think it's, yeah, it is. And I think it's, you know, there's a lot of good uses and people need to check out vimtagusa.com just to see what you have. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
For more information, log on to vimtagusa.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will find out what it takes to be an American pet professional. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto Friendly Magazine presents the 8th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. On the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Petcurian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Brampton go along for the ride while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. My next guest is Nancy Hassel, founder and president of American Pet Professionals. Hi, Nancy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So I ran into you at Super Zoo, and, you know, we've been meaning to get together so many times. So tell everybody, what is the purpose of American Pet Professionals?
Sure, yeah, it was great to see you at Super Zoo. It was a busy show. So the purpose and what American Pet Professionals is we are a business networking and education organization specific for the pet industry, established in February of 2009, way back when. And it's really, you know, I started the organization to help bring together people that were from all areas of the pet industry, and that is basically what we're founded on. We have members from all areas of the industry. We have non-for-profit members, manufacturers, retailers, pet photographers, veterinarians, you name it, we have it. And that's, like I said, what we were founded on. And, you know, it started with a hyper-local organization, and we rebranded a few years ago to become American Pet Professionals. It was originally called Long Island because that's where I live. But we started getting members about a year and a half in from all over the country. So we have been growing like crazy.
Well, congratulations. It's always fun when you're doing something that, you know, is necessary for people. And if someone is just going to start into the pet industry, which is such a wonderful industry to be a part of, would they be a candidate to join, or are you looking for people that have been in the business for a long time? So who should actually join?
No, you know what? We have everybody. It runs a gamut. You know, new pet professionals, it's a really great place to start is becoming a member, because I have so many educational aspects to the industry, referrals, ways that we can help, partnering with outside organizations. We've been doing that since the get-go. And then I have, you know, veterans that have been in the industry 10, 15, 20 years that just recently joined. So it's really for anybody that's interested in, you know, working together, growing, learning, helping each other, and really just, you know, having that professional background. You know, we are about substance, and we want to show the rest of the world how professional our fun community is. As much as we love our pets and we have a lot of fun doing it, you know, we're also, that's part of the thing that I really wanted to establish was, you know, the professional part of it. Because back in the day when I used to go to networking events or give a speech about, you know, public relations or whatever, I would tell people, oh, when I do this, that, and the other thing in the pet industry, this is going back like 15 years, and people would say, what, the who, you know, and they'd be like, I have a dog, and they really didn't have the grasp of how big our industry is, and of course it has exploded in the last 10 years. So that's really, you know, anybody that's interested in joining. I've had members that weren't even in the industry yet join because they wanted to learn and then finally started their business or their non-for-profit and, you know, are very active members now.
Well, now, those sound like wonderful benefits, and I wonder if there is a cost to become a member and if you actually physically have meetings where people can attend, you know, off-site different areas.
Yeah, so definitely. So we have, you know, to date, I'm really proud to say that we've had nearly 100 in-person networking events, and those range from seminars where we've had expert speakers from inside and outside the industry on any kind of topic you can imagine. You name it, we've had it. And we've also had webinars and educational events and, you know, fun Christmas parties where we've collected, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food for local animal shelters. And I've had events all across the country, and I have a lot more coming up as well. And to answer your first part of the question, yeah, there is a cost to become a member, but we have a few different levels of membership. So if somebody's new and they wanted to just join at a basic level, they could do that. And then we have a VIP and a lifetime membership. So we're probably one of the only organizations in the networking world, regardless if it's in the pet industry or not, that offers a lifetime membership. So you join once, you get all kinds of benefits with that as well. We actually have an area on our website with all of the membership benefits listed, because our interview would be very long if I was to list everything that I do and we do. And I know I just want to say one thing that I've always strived is American Pet Professionals is we. It's not about me. You know, I started the organization, but I've always been about we and, you know, working together as a community. And that's one thing that stands true to this day.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful organization. And do you have anything this year that people, when they log on to AmericanPetProfessionals.com, that they can learn about, or maybe a networking group that might be somewhere that they could join?
We actually have an event coming up in New Jersey in September, and we have, who I'm sure you know, Vicki Lynn Morgan of Animal Brands, speaking about marketing and branding. So we're really excited about that. We're also going to be in Chicago next week, and I'm not sure when this is airing, but for the P3 show, and we're one of the co-hosts of the networking event and awards ceremony, and we're really excited about that. So, and I'm working on a lot more events coming up in different areas of the country. So I don't host one event a year. I usually host 10 to 12 in-person events, and then there's always educational webinars and courses in between all of that.
Well, you know, they always say if you want something done, give it to a busy person, so it sounds like you're the one.
I know you're busy, too.
Well, we try. Well, I want to wish you continued success, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks so much, Susan. And if anybody has any questions or wants to know more, they can go to AmericanPetProfessionals.com. And I answer every single email that comes my way. I'm one of those people, so I'm really happy to do that. And I really appreciate what you've been doing for the animal rescue community with Fido Friendly and your upcoming Get Your Kicks on Route 66, or Get Your Licks, excuse me.
Get Your Licks. That's okay. You got it close enough.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's been really great to connect with you in person and over the air.
Same here. Thanks so much. For more information, log on to AmericanPetProfessionals.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, my next guest won third place best in show for grooming products at Super Zoo. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by Cambria Shores Inn, a Fido-friendly hotel where Fido gets the VIP treatment and pet parents receive a breakfast basket each morning. My next guest is Jay Michelson, founder of Hands on Gloves. Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Susan, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It was such a pleasure to meet you and your family and your dad, Sam, at Super Zoo. I think for people that don't know, Super Zoo is almost just like a homecoming when you go every year and you get to see people that you've known for so long and meet new people, such as yourselves.
Yes. Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you, and we can't wait to be part of that family and see you next year as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say congratulations on winning the third place best in show for grooming products.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a surprise, but fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's thousands of people there, and there's so many people representing their company. So that really is a major award, third place or not. But tell our listeners what makes Hands-On Gloves so unique.
Well, Hands-On Gloves are the first ever actual bathing, grooming, shedding, fitted pair of gloves, where you actually have nodules on the fingers and palms for the first time ever. And so you don't have to hold on to a device. There's a lot of benefits that we'll get into as well, but that's the difference. It takes place of the shedding blades and the curry combs and the metal bristle brushes that actually rip hair out. But now we've got your hands involved, and animals love that. People love it, but it's a lot easier process and more humane. Like I said, we'll get into all of that later, but that's the main difference. They're the first actual fitted pair of gloves, one on each hand, and we've made grooming and bathing as natural as petting.
Well, they do fit like a glove, and no pun intended. I want to know really how you came up with the idea and how long did it take from concept to creation?
Yeah. Well, I grew up around horses and dogs all my life, so we were constantly bathing and grooming and shedding horses and dogs. And even as a kid, I thought, why do we keep using these devices? They don't fit anybody's hands, especially put a little soap and water on them, and they're all slipping off. but it was the same grooming tools that we bought year after year after year. And as a kid, I always wondered, why don't we have a pair of gloves with these nodules on it? So fast forward to adulthood and getting a little tired of the movie industry that I've been in, that's where I'm, and I'm still in that, but I just wanted to get back to animals, animal people, and it's a great place to be, and I thought, you know what, let's go make these gloves once and for all. Let's put these on the market. So my wife and I jumped in. We were just giddy little kids going, yep, this is going to be awesome. And we spent the next 4.5 years realizing why these had never been on the market, because they were extremely hard to make, right?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, there was a 4.5 year period where we were trying everything just to,
oh my gosh,
just to make them work and hold up. And it's a really complicated process, but we finally figured it out and finally got it done. And just launched first of this year. February was our first show, so about 6 months ago. And that's the design that we landed on that works best for humans, animals, and is durable. So
It's really pretty amazing, and it's such a visual too, so it's hard to kind of describe it any more than you did, which you did a wonderful job, by the way.
Well, thank you.
So, how will someone know what size to order? Because it's not one size fits all.
It's not, and we have, multiple sizes, and all of the retailers, let me back up. There's a sizing chart. You can go to our website, handsongloves.com, and there's a sizing chart right there. It's a simple process. If you've got a measuring tape, just wrap it around, and it'll explain this. Just wrap it around the circumference of the widest part of your hand and take that measurement, put it on the chart, and it'll tell you small, medium, large. And all of our retailers have that same sizing chart on their sites. So that's the best way. If you end up in a store, just put them on. We made our packaging where you can slide your hand in it so you can try them on in the store. So that's the best way to know what size. And on sizing, we have small, medium, large. We launched with medium and large because we wanted to get it out there, and we were so giddy to give it to people that needed it and wanted it, and we were happy. But our smalls finally came available, and then now we are finishing up the molds for our junior size, kid size, and extra large. So we'll have junior through extra large.
Oh, that's neat. I love the way that you're going to get the kids involved. That's so neat. Oh, that's really a great idea.
Yeah, and
so
that's, like I said, as a kid, that's when I came up with it. And you know, I love kids being out there doing and grooming and taking care of the animals that they love so much. And that's part of what I loved about growing up is the responsibility, but it's also fun. And especially
if and the pets love it. I mean, I've got my two, you know, the gloves come on. I mean, it's a good thing. So what is the best way to clean the gloves? Because like I said, people are listening to this and are thinking nodules and gloves and thinking all this hair. And, what do we do?
Well, the cool thing about the gloves and the design that we came up with is the hair does not stick to the gloves. So you can get a clump full of hair, and you can go look at all the videos online. We've got shedding horses, shedding dogs, all kinds of shedding animals. But the hair, it doesn't stick. Just a flick of the wrist, the hair comes off completely. Now, you will have the dirt and dander that, again, for the first time ever, we're able to get down to the skin all over our animals, not just in the big flat spots, but we can get down in the tight body contours, down legs, and all those grooves behind the ears, faces, all of it, because we've got our fingers in the action. So you will get that dirt and grime on the gloves. If it bothers you, all you need to do is rinse it off with water, a little soap and water, and it's brand new again. What we do is, because all of our dogs live together, we've got five, we just
why
keep
not?
Them, yeah, and we just let them go. The gloves, you know, they've got the dirt and dander on them, but they all wrestle around anyway, so they're used to that. But then when we wash them, wash the dogs, we just rinse them off after every bath time, and they're back to brand new. And we just hang them out to dry, and they dry, depending on the humidity in your area. It could be 30 minutes to an hour and a half, and they're perfectly dry, ready to go for dry grooming and shedding, whatever you need.
Well, you know, you have some great videos on your site, handsongloves.com.
Thank you.
You even have one with an elephant. So I was pretty surprised to see that. So where did that come from?
That came from friends of Hands On, and those are actually movie elephants. And we sent the gloves to them, and the trainers loved them, and more importantly, the elephants loved them. The elephants gravitated to the gloves just like our horses and dogs, you'll see. They just want that petting. But for, again, going back to having a glove on each hand and them bathing ears and tight body contours and sensitive areas, they can apply as much pressure or as little pressure as they need. And when we went out to shoot that, they had been testing them for a while. And they got rid of all of their bathing stuff in their wash racks. They only had Hands-On gloves hanging up because they love them so much. But yeah, these elephants, they do everything from Doritos. Any elephant you see on TV and movies, that's these guys. And the Thai is the one you're seeing in the video there. And he's been in everything from the Doritos Super Bowl commercials to Water for Elephants. With Robert Pattinson and
that was a great one.
Yeah, and then Ace Ventura. He's done a lot, but that's our buddy Ty. So, but we have a lot of exotics. There's a fossil rim here in Texas that I didn't even know they were using the gloves, and we found out. And this is the fun part of the exploration that we're doing. And they went out and bought the gloves, and the cheetah trainers. Love them. The cheetahs love them. They get big burrs in their fur, and they use the gloves to pull those burrs out nice and easy. And the cheetahs are like our dogs and the rest of the animals. They love it. You break the gloves out, and they get giddy and come over and want a petting rub down.
Oh, my gosh. I think you should change these. These could be training gloves, too.
That's another thing. We've got a lot of horse clinicians that are actually moving that into their practices because it is that hands-on, and these guys are all about natural horsemanship, and they like that hands-on aspect, and that's another benefit to the gloves. Like I said, making grooming as natural as petting, but it really is a better bonding experience. You don't have a big clunky object between you and your animal. So you've got your hands on while you're grooming, and they think they're getting a massage spa day.
And they are.
And they are.
I was going to ask where we can purchase the hands-on gloves. I know we can go to our website.
Yes, you can go to handsongloves.com and purchase them there. They're also available at everywhere from Dover Saddlery to Tractor Supply, State Line Tech has them, horse.com, dog.com. I can't even name them all, but everybody, as soon as they see them and try them and look at them, these retailers are snatching them up and doing very well with them, because if you've ever groomed or bathed or shed an animal, one look at the gloves and you realize that's what we've needed, and that's what we hear constantly is, where have these been all my life? And another benefit to that is we're hearing a lot from not only people with arthritis that can't groom and bathe anymore, but people with disabilities. We've got some therapeutic ranches from MS to autism using them, and they can finally groom their horses because they don't have to hold on to a brush. People with arthritis that can't hold on to a curry comb anymore or a brush love the gloves because they don't have to grip anything. They're just right there with both hands, and that's been a fun experience as well to see that and get those testimonies in.
Yeah, that is amazing. I want to wish you continued good luck. I know we'll chat again soon, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan. It was great, and I look forward to doing some stuff with you shortly here.
Sounds great, Jay. Thank you. For more information, log on to handsongloves.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, my next guest will talk about a very familiar product to most of us. So, Sin's Day, we'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto-Friendly Magazine presents the 8th Annual Month-Long Pet Adoption Tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66, on the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals, from L.A. to Chicago. stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors, John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Pet Curian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Brampton, go along for the ride while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by the Fess Parker Doubletree in Santa Barbara, where both you and Phyto receive cookies at check-in. My next guest is Michael Silverman from Evercare. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It was so fun seeing you at Super Zoo. And I just want to thank you for sponsoring our 8th annual cross-country pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66.
Well, we are happy to support you in everything that you do in getting those animals that have not yet found their forever home into the hands of people that will love them and care for them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I feel the same way, and I, like I said, I really appreciate you sponsoring us once again. And if it weren't for folks like you, we wouldn't be able to continue to do this. But enough about me. How about Evercare products? For those of us who are not familiar with that name, what product are you best known for, and how was it invented?
So Evercare is really the inventor of the lint roller, and it's a pretty interesting story. It was a gentleman by the name of Nick McKay who was looking to go to a formal dance and realized that his suit hadn't been dry cleaned and it was looking a little less than perfect. And so he put together some masking tape and an old toilet paper roll and a wire hanger, and he created what was the first lint roller. That was back in the early 1950s. And from there, he created a whole industry. And it's used today by consumers. It's used in the laundry business. Dry cleaners and laundromats use them to freshen up the clothes. But more so, consumers use them, and pet consumers use them the most because for everybody out there who's got a pet, a dog or a cat, we know there's a lot of hair
all over the place. And, you know, we're fortunate to remember sometimes my husband and I will be in the car and we'll think, well, where did the lint roller go? You know, and it's we find it. There was a little small one, I think, that you had at Super Zoo, and those are really fun. And I don't know if those are available in that size, but these you can stick in your purse.
Yeah, we've got a couple of different variations, and basically what we look to do is make sure that we have a product that will fit a person's need wherever they are. So we've got travel size rollers, we've got a compact roller that fits great in a purse or a briefcase or a glove compartment. We've got ones that are used specifically on your furniture. We've got ones that are used on your flooring and your carpets. We've got others that are used specifically for your clothing. And so we try to make sure that there's one to fit every need. I think what the other thing that we've come to realize over the years and by working in this category that we kind of created is that it's not really a one-size-fits-all, and you've got to have really the right tool for the right job. And also, the quality of the tape is really the most important. And we really pride ourselves on putting out the most effective tape in picking up pet hair and debris so that everybody looks their best wherever they are.
Well, I noticed at Super Zoo you had a lot of new products for the pet owners. So can we talk about a few of those?
Sure. One of the other things that we've started to explore lately is how we can use the Evercare brand to really enhance the lives of pet owners in other ways. And one of the products that we've been working on from a development standpoint is a lot of microfiber products. And microfibers are great because it's a very durable material. It doesn't wear out very quickly. It's a very absorbent material. It attracts oils very easily, and so we use it as an entry mat or a drying towel or even something to get the nose prints off your glass door. And so the microfibers are really really good for doing all of those things. And then they're easy to care for themselves. They're easy to throw into the washing machine, and they come out fresh and clean and ready to do the job again. So, you know, when you take the dog out on a rainy day and those muddy paws come in, these microfiber mats are great, because when the dog steps on them, the microfiber just kind of sucks up all the dirt and debris, and then your dog walks happily into your house and won't track all the mud all over your floors.
That's perfect for us out here in Idaho, and especially when it's a rainy day schedule, and they eventually do have to go out, so we always have all these towels hanging around for that.
Yep. Yeah. So, we're trying to pick up the dirt and the mud, pick up the hair, wherever we can to kind of make the experience of pet ownership a little less of a chore.
That's, I saw something too. There was a sponge, I think.
Yes, we do have a latex sponge. So it's a foamed latex sponge, and that's used really to collect the hair. And what we find is that it's really great on upholstery, and it's really great in the car. When you have cloth upholstery in your car, the pet hair, dog hair, cat hair gets embedded into the material, and this sponge will release the embedded hair and gather it all together, and then you can either then use a lint roller to pick it up, or you can use a vacuum, or you can just pick it up with your hands and throw it away. But this gets into all the crevices and all the seams of the upholstery, whether you're doing it on the couch in your living room or the back seat of your car.
Yeah, I thought that would come in handy for a lot of traveling too, just like all the products do. But do you think you could name a top seller, because you have so many different options? Do you have one or two that are continually showing up as your top sellers?
Realistically, I think the top seller is our Mega, which is a 10-inch roller that's used primarily on the floor. It can be used on dry floors, hardwood floors. It's great for carpets. It's great for stairs. It has an extendable handle, and it gives consumers the option to clean up pet hair without having to drag out the vacuum cleaner. It's also great in the car. So if you have your animals in the back of a minivan or an SUV, this allows you to get in and around that whole back storage area without crawling inside on your hands and knees. So the Mega is really a great item, and certainly always shows up at the top of our bestseller list. The other ones, certainly anything that we have that we sell in a multi-pack, because when you use these, you tend to use them a lot. And so anything that we sell in a multi-pack is also a really good seller. But then certainly, the sponge is a newer item, but we've seen a lot of nice traction on that. And our fur erase, which is kind of a two-in-one, it has a rubber teeth on one side of it, and that acts as an agitator, again, to release that embedded pet hair. And then you just flip it over, and the lint roller then will pick it up. And then the other one that I would mention would be our giant size. So we have a roller that the sheets are 40% larger than our standard. So it allows you to clean larger surface areas in a quicker amount of time because you're picking stuff up faster.
Well, I know your company has partnered with several recognizable industry leaders, from Mr. Clean to Charmin. And I'm just curious if you have anything new that we can expect.
Well, there's always new stuff on the drawing board. One of the things that we're always looking to expand is certainly our pet relationship. So we're always looking at new things there. But there's always new things coming down the road from us at Butler. We have a large program on household gloves, and so we're looking at different types of gloves that are available that will help the pet owner pick up hair. The sponge came out of our household sponge business, which is growing, and then all of our cleaning tools. We've got all kinds of cleaning tools, from mops to brushes to buckets to dustpans to plungers and the like. So if it's anything that has to do with cleaning inside or outside your home, whether it's for yourself or for your pets, Butler and Evercare should have something to do the chore.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, and I know we'll probably be checking back in with you sometime soon so we can find out what is new and exciting with Butler and Evercare. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you, Susan, and have a great time out on the tour, and we look forward to supporting you through all the stops you'll be making.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. For more information, log on to Evercare Cleaning. It's evercare.cleanerhomeliving.com. So that is going to be it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.